The chief veterinarian with the National Pork Producers Council says fears over the potential negative impact on animal welfare resulting from changes to U.S. regulations pertaining to antibiotic use in livestock appear to have been unwarranted. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Manitoba's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Effective January 1, 2017, labels approving the use of medically important antibiotics for growth promotion were discontinued in the U.S. for food animals, and the remaining therapeutic uses for disease treatment, control, and prevention came under veterinary oversight. Dr. Liz Wagstrom, the chief veterinarian with the National Pork Producers Council, says even before the changes took effect, we saw significant declines in the volumes of antibiotics being used.
One of the things we had been very concerned about was, would there be animal health impacts, anything negative either from things like growth promotion uses actually preventing some disease or just not access to veterinarians to be able to get the needed antibiotics. And so far, we're not hearing anything. I think one of the things FDA did that was very wise was that they grouped disease treatment, control, and prevention as being essential for animal health. So a veterinarian can write an order based on a specific known disease risk for a drug to focus on that or to prevent that. Obviously, having veterinarians in the loop to have to write the VFDs also helped those veterinarians be in the loop to say, do we need to adjust anything else in our herd health program, whether it's pig flow or hygiene or vaccines or whatever. So I think overall, this has been a pretty positive experience. It's added some cost to the system, but having that increased veterinary oversight, I think, has the opportunity to provide rewards as well.
Dr. Wagstrom says producers and veterinarians worked closely with the Food and Drug Administration as the rules were written, and an effort was made to determine what would work for practicing veterinarians and the feed mills, so everyone was very well prepared. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.